Recently, noted pollster John Zogby wrote in Campaigns and Election Politics magazine that the Republican Party is in trouble due to demographic trends working against them. Members of the U.S. Constitution Party are hoping that some wayward Republicans, disgusted by their party's free spending ways in recent years, might peel off and join their organization. Founded in 1992 as the U.S. Taxpayers Party, officials with the Constitution Party say it's the fastest-growing minor political party in the country. Jim Clymers, National Committee Chairman for the Constitution Party, and spoke to WMNF this morning about health care reform, which the party does not support.
And there are two levels of opposition. One would be, first of all, there is no constitutional authority for the federal government to be involved in the health care of private citizens, period. There's just, you know, it's totally without any constitutional authority. And secondly, on an ideological basis, we don't feel it's appropriate for any government, state governments or local governments anywhere, to be involved with the health care of its private citizens. That's a personal matter that's better for government to stay out of. And you know, we're opposed to any form of socialized medicine.
Now, in terms of the issues overall for the Constitution Party, in many ways it does reflect a more conservative approach, in many ways not that dissimilar to the Republican Party. How would you distinguish yourself from the Republican Party?
Well, first of all, the Republican Party has strayed from its roots. And if you go back to the platform of Ronald Reagan and the policies that he enunciated, and I must interject that he didn't carry them out very well, but at least the principles and policies that Reagan enunciated and were included in the Republican platform in the 80s, there would be very many similarities to that with what we stand. There are a few areas that would be different, but very similar. And yes, in the minds of most people, we would be described as conservative, although that term has been misused and abused so much that I hesitate to use it anymore. But I can say, you know, generally speaking, we're for limited government at all levels, but especially at the federal level, limiting government to the boundaries established for it under the Constitution.
Third parties have such a hard time breaking through in this country, whether it's in the local or the national level. I'm thinking back to, it seems like our politics seems to be more geared towards personality than ideology. I'm thinking of the Green Party, which when Ralph Nader ran under its name in 1996 and especially in 2000, got the most votes ever for a presidential candidate on their name, but it was more because of Ralph Nader than the Green Party. Would it take somebody who maybe was a disaffected, you know, politician on the national scene right now, or in state or local scene, to switch to your party? Do you think that you might get a little more juice, as it were?
Well, I think a number of different things could act as a catalyst to propel us into being a real contender at the national scene. And certainly with the makeup of individuals in this country, having a big name is something that could help. And that's not my preferred way, because I'm a person of ideas and principles, and I think that people should vote accordingly. But the truth of the matter is, an awful lot of people in this country are attracted to personalities, and as you said, personalities seem to dominate in the political scene. So that would certainly be a shot in the arm. But I guess I would point out otherwise. I think there have been some trends that are evident over the past few years, probably going back as far as 10 years, that show that the mindset of the American voting public is changing, and that there's a much more reception now to a third party than what there was in, say, 10 or 15 years ago. Polls indicate this, that people have less loyalty to party now. And so I think with the right candidate, with the ability to get our message out effectively, we have the opportunity of really springing forward and being a major player on the national political scene.
regarding the wars that were ongoing right now in Iraq and Afghanistan. Your party is against those. Now, I know that it says in part that because they're undeclared, unconstitutional wars, and of course they were not voted on by the Congress, which I guess is where you're referring to there in terms of what the Constitution says. Is that the basis of the opposition versus, in fact, whether it's, some people say, is a war of choice in both cases?
Yeah, I think there are two levels there also, and that is certainly the first one is that if there's going to be a war, it needs to be declared by Congress. The Constitution is very clear about that. We haven't had a declared war since World War II. Every other war that we've got involved with were undeclared wars and therefore unconstitutional. Congress needs to do its duty. Now, at the second level, and this is the job of Congress to determine whether or not, for example, the war against Iraq, whether that is justified under the circumstances, whether they represent a real threat to the security of our country, and if they do, if it could have been established, which I firmly believe could not have been established, but if it could have been established, then it would have been appropriate for them to declare a war. But we are also opposed to wars of aggression, wars of for making democracies or for, you know, building democracies and some of those other things that have been bandied about.